Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, the holidays are a time to reflect on family and participate in holiday traditions, but it's also should be a time that you think about the future and making sure your family is protected in the future. That's why we are so happy that Policy Genius is a sponsor of today's podcast. The holidays not only allow us to spend time with the family, but to is a reminder of how important our responsibility is to protect them. That includes planning to secure their future. Life insurance is an easy way to give your family peace of mind. It provides a safety net, so if anything were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies and their teams of licensed experts are on hand to help you talk through the whole thing. My husband and I both use Policy Genius to get a life insurance policy for ourselves. My mother also actually used it after I gave her the advice to use them because the process became so simple by having them hold my hand through it. And truly, they got me the best deal possible because, you know, I had to make sure, I had to check on the side. And sure enough, when they gave me the quote from an insurance policy that I could get from them, it was the cheapest I could find in any marketplace for the amount that I needed. And they helped me figure out what an amount that I needed. So, like, I cannot recommend them enough. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start up at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. We're talking about award-winning agents, okay? They don't work for the insurance companies. They work for you, so there's no incentive to recommend one insurer over the other. And this is for parents, caregivers, or anyone who has people that depend on them, and it'll simplify the process. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your family deserves peace of mind. A life insurance policy through Policy Genius can give it to them. Head to policygenius.com or click on the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
the chick AJ.
Welcome to the podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, 2023. Bangers just for you and me. Quick church announcements. Listen, if you trying to pull up to the Here's the Thing tour, these tickets are selling at a world-class pace.
They really are.
As of yesterday, close of business, DC, which is in March. Is 75% sold out.
Wow. We Understand. Need a bigger venue.
Understand.
Say that's not going to happen. Live Nation said no.
When
it's over, it's over. We're not adding dates. There's no bigger venues. I asked that earlier. There was like, it does not work like that. Mm-hmm. 75% sold out, and that's the second to last show. Atlanta actually has sold more physical tickets than DC, but the venue's bigger.
Yeah.
So it's 66% sold out.
How big is the venue in Atlanta?
2,090 seats.
Lord Jesus.
And there's 1,386 seats sold as of yesterday. Actually, the numbers are actually a day behind because it's close of business when they send them. But nitpicking here. L.A. is 50% sold out. New York is 40% sold out. And then like Houston, Dallas, May Mandy is Raleigh. Those are all around 40% sold out. For a tour that's, some of these dates are 5 months away, to be that much so. And even the, like, cities I was unsure about, like Birmingham and Toronto. Toronto, 15% sold. That's almost 200 tickets sold for a city I haven't been to and never really. And I don't think in Toronto we ever sold more than 400 tickets, period.
Have we done that? But listen, you guys. I appreciate the zeal and the gusto. Understand, I'm going to need y'all fill it up because I had to work hard to convince this man. And I do not want to be proven wrong in any way, shape, or form.
And the only way she won't be proven wrong is every single ticket sold out. If one is available, this was a mistake.
He's going to rub that in my face. And I don't know if I have the strength to try to convince him in another, in like years down the line. So let's make this one good so there's no convincing after that.
Absolutely.
Period.
Also, Keep Your Distance is now airing episode by episode on Amazon Prime Video. So if you missed out, and also just let you know, it will be the episodes in order of shot, but not every comedian is going to be on there. Some of them did not sign the license. So some of them will not be on there, but the people who signed and was okay with it will be on there. So if you got Prime Video, check that out. What you got, Angel?
I'm tired. I wasn't feeling good this morning, and I ain't recovered. No, I don't think I have anything. If I do, I can't remember. My brain is really working on not all.
How was your Snow the Product show? I saw your Instagram stories.
It was a dream. First of all, her audience.
Did you say, let me hear you?
Yes, actually, you'll get to see it. I vlogged it. You'll get to see. Still sound like somebody's mama on stage.
You can't help it.
It was such a dream. That place was packed. Her audience is ridiculous. Like,
yeah, they put the dick in ridiculous.
Yes, they did. Huh? As soon as she said, I jumped on a remix earlier this year, they lost it.
Really?
They knew exactly what the song was. They sang along. They were in it. I took shots from the bottle of tequila on
you
stage.
You rode the boat?
I was on stage. I felt like a real rapper.
You, what do you mean felt like? You were a genius.
I am a rapper.
You've sold 10 million albums.
Pretty much. That's what I'm saying. I've written 3 songs outside of One Margarita already.
New EP on the way.
It's a mixtape. Every time I say it, it makes me want to vomit. But yeah, it was great. And for those of y'all who tagged me that were there, thank you so much. Thank you, Snow the Product. It was a dream.
All right. And before we get in, a lot of y'all have been asking about the Patreon. Let me just quickly say this. There was some negativity in the comments.
Ooh.
I seen a couple of things.
Those are the comments where I saw them.
I saw a couple of things. I saw them. That's and they, you know, I expected that. Kev is rich. If he wouldn't have bought that Maserati, where did I say I was personally struggling?
I never said I was personally struggling.
And the Maserati gone. But I realized some people just want to be negative. And like the Patreon always says, focus on the 95, right? Uh-huh. So I didn't respond. I actually did respond. Then I deleted my response and I deleted their comments and then I blocked them. Because you want to come in that negativity, you gone. But I'm happy to say that the growth in the Patreon has been tremendous. What I thought, we're not there yet, just so you understand. But what I thought would take until midway next year has not taken nearly that long. At this pace,
it's already here.
Yeah, we'll probably be hitting some goals by like March, right? So we're closing in on the safety and security of the people's jobs.
Lord Jesus.
We're probably around little over 3,000 patrons, little 3,300 patrons at about $5, and then everybody can
Angel, relax. This man called me yesterday.
I just called him.
Exactly.
I called him.
You know, you don't be calling, Josh.
And he's like, hey, Josh, you there? All right, hold on really quick. I got Melissa on the phone, too. I was like,
oh, why
what
you
the
do
hell?
That?
Why would I said, Josh, okay, so here, the show we've been talking about, here's how I think. He said, I thought this was the call.
I was like, I thought this was it, man. He's like, what do you mean?
Josh, I'm so sorry that he had you and not. You better fire us in our faces.
That's what I told him. I said, Josh, if I let you go, I'm going to look you dead in your eye and let you go. I ain't never fired nobody on the phone. I have fired people on the phone.
Say, yeah.
But it's people that don't work here.
But I told him, though. I was like, just hear this context, right? When have you ever merged the call with Liz on a whim with me? Liz might be in the room.
Right. Yeah, usually like, Liz is on speakerphone.
That
she's
is
here.
Usually what I say. Almost 1,000% of the time. That's what I say. But listen, I wanted to thank everybody who upgraded $2 or $3
amen,
or
amen.
Who started for the first time or who came back. Again, do not stress yourself, right? You ain't got to be like, I'm going to go to 15, 20, 25. It ain't got
to
be all on you.
Don't do that to yourself.
Just do all I needed was 2 or 3 per person and some new people. And with the stuff we got planned, I think that's going to happen. So let's begin this episode. This was one of the funniest things I saw on the internet in a good while. And Josh, you got to put the picture up. If you don't, it's going to be all on you.
Okay.
People have to see what I'm talking about. The article starts, Phil Lewis, a resident black person.
Resident black on Twitter.
Our news person. A Florida man was cited after driving a truck painted similar to the look of Border Patrol vehicles, but that red booty patrol on the back, authorities said. Now, if you are listening on audio, everything about this truck is a Border Patrol truck.
Absolutely. Easily. Except
Border just says booty. Now, here's the thing. My thing is this. If your crime is victimless and funny, I feel like you got to pull them over and be like, now, come on, bruh.
I mean, what
is that? That's hilarious, though.
I want to know this man's point, other than the joke. Was he hoping to be able to give citations to people with fat asses?
He's looking for thick people. He's going around Florida looking for thick people and be like, girl, I'm finna cite you for being thicker than a snicker.
Here's your ticket.
And yeah. It's just a ticket that says you're thick.
Yes.
It's not like there's no fine to pay.
Well, that's actually giving to the community, because who doesn't want to hear that they're thick? Who doesn't want that? Everybody wants it. That's given to the economy. People then feel better. They go to Target, spend money because they're happy that they're thick.
Can you imagine walking down the street, Angel? You're walking your dog. A truck pulls up that says Booty Patrol. Woo, woo. Your heart's racing. What am I doing? And he says, excuse me, ma'am. And he hands you a ticket that says you're thick.
I can't imagine that happening to me.
You're going
to
have a great day.
I'm going to be like, I'm married, but thank you. Can I get a Starbucks with this ticket? Yes. What in that person's mind? When were they sitting on their couch and they were like, what am I going to do with this pickup? Booty.
And also, who painted that?
It looked good. It looked like they must have used... Huh? What was that? I heard
did
it.
Did a toy y'all fall? It felt like something fell.
Yeah, it did. Where did that come from? What's that over there?
A rodent.
I don't know.
Okay, well, as long as it's not a rat. It looked like it was vinyl. Like they'd use the vinyl, like green vinyl and the orange vinyl to create the stripes. Somebody had a cricket machine is what I'm saying. And they used their arts and craft skills to deck this truck out. Was it and it wasn't even Halloween when this actually dropped. So I really
he was just driving around.
I wonder how long he's been doing it. I wonder if he's had this truck for about a couple of years and they're just now like, wait a second. That says booty.
Now on the other flip. On the flip side, if he was going around, because Florida is one of the states that has a lot of immigration. Mm-hmm. So if he was going around terrorizing people, if he was looking for like thick immigrants and being like, hey, like that's not funny. It's funny if you're like an American citizen and you know that the Border Patrol is not a fear of yours. But if the Border Patrol is a fear of yours, then the booty patrol is not. That's
then
not.
That's
going
to be a lot of Miami. What if he's only helping to like smuggle in thick people? He's like, you go back wherever you came.
Wow.
You, what's your name? Sheila with the ass. Come on, let me help you get.
That's my mom's name.
Yeah.
She's sitting on a little something.
Well, we know where you got it from.
Angel, I ain't got no booty now.
I saw when she was in her little walk, it was spilling over the back. I said, whoa, Mama Sheila. You dragging that thing and it ain't the Bible.
And it ain't the Bible.
No, people are crazy.
Actually, would it be fun if you... Okay, wait. Quick.
Go ahead.
Somebody Patreon said thicket or ticket.
I love that.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That should be where Protect and Serve goes.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you think Border Patrol or immigration is coming after you, mm-hmm, and he pulls you over, how do you say thick in Spanish?
I don't. Look for it.
How you say
thick. How you say.
In Spanish.
How you say. Make her say it back.
Gruet. Hold on. Gruesa?
That sound like kind of like fat. That's what it sound like she's saying.
Gruesa?
Make her say it. Make the computer say
it. Oh, let the computer say it? You right. Let me see what how they say it. Gruesa.
Make the computer sound.
Gruesa.
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 Hey, girl, you know you over there, Gruesa?
Gruesa. They said, where is Josh? Well, we asked for Spanish words, Josh.
Gruesa.
I mean, I think you'd have to use like gordita, something that's a little bit more slang.
Fat,
it's personal.
That
I mean,
sounds
a
little fat. Now, I know about gordita.
I do because gorditas was at Taco Bell. And that used to be my thing of
that's
choice.
That's what I'm saying. That's a menu item of choice, like you said.
They
you
had the soft bread. And that booty looked like soft bread.
They were telling you, you're going to be gordo after.
Gruesa.
They were like, you're going to be a fat, fat, big fat. What is happening?
That was me. I kicked it.
You're scaring me.
That was me. I was just sitting up.
Put your hands by your side.
I think it is absolutely insane that they, I'm sure somebody was like, First of all, that would be a great truck to help people who are seeking refuge at the United in the United States. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see, look for the Border Patrol trucks. Avoid all of them except for the one that says booty. The one that's booty is the one that's going to keep you safe. I would be the one that would still go to the wrong one. I'd be like, I don't even know how to spell booty. So I just went to Border Patrol. They took me back to the country I came from.
Did you see these men had got arrested for stealing oxtail? Did you see this?
I did.
Angel, Josh.
A bunch of raw oxtail.
Put this picture up so people can see it. I'm going to send it to you, Josh. I'm going to send you the tweet. I just found it.
It was packs.
First of all, the police arrested these men. They laid the oxtail on what looks like a Cadillac. How many packs of oxtail?
It's so much. It's
like 20 packs of oxtail. There's some steaks in there.
They laid it out like it was drugs.
They laid it out like it was narcotics.
They did. They were like, we're going to criminalize this because you stole meat.
And that tells you how expensive oxtail has got. The doggone police is arrested. If you laying out, you're not laying out drumsticks. Drumsticks ain't never went up. You get a pack of 700 drumsticks for $3.
You do. Now, if it was wings, if it was chicken wings, throw them in jail. Because there was a chicken wing shortage, okay?
Oh, there was the beginning of the panic.
Now, if it would have been chicken wings, I'd have been like, pistol whip them MFs where they stand.
That's okay? Why Wingstop had to pivot to chicken sandwiches.
Right.
And chicken thighs.
Who does that? But
wait a second, Angel. I didn't think about this in the moment. The wings come with the body. How you have enough legs and thighs and breath?
You really think we eating real chicken still these days?
They just green lit the artificial.
They just making chickens with 8 wings.
Yeah, they not. We ain't eating real chicken. Those are socks that with meat that we eating. They just seasoned well. We ain't ate real chicken since 1982. anytime, but during the beginning of the pandemic, it was like anytime I saw somebody had wings, I was like, "Where'd you get them wings? Where'd you get them?
They still got them over there.
Yeah, like where'd you get them? That's what you also want to have people ask you this holiday season is where'd you get that, and you can find that at Uncommon Goods. This holiday season, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what you want. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. They have this adorable book caddy. I think I love it because I just started back reading an actual physical book, and it's cute. It holds your coffee cup, your glasses, as well as the book, and you can lay the book on it where it saves its page. Super duper cute. Also, for the holiday season, for those of you all who have Christmas trees or know people who love to have beautiful ornaments, they have some gorgeous handcrafted ornaments that are super duper unique. Your people are going to know you didn't go to some big general store to buy this, that this is something that you got from an artisan, a small business. And that's another thing that I love about Uncommon Goods is that when you purchase from Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists in small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. All the products are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. And they have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/SK.
SK.
That's uncommongoods.com/SK.
SK.
For 15% off. Don't miss out on this unlimited time offer. Excuse me. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of ordinary.
You know what's funny? When I was in Tacoma, living in Tacoma, people used to steal meat and sell it in the barbershop.
Wow.
Like, you will think I'm lying. But a dude came in with it. I mean, talking about just like Hustle Man. Uh-huh. He didn't have the like meat like hooked to his jacket. Uh-huh. But he had a big trench coat on, and he came in like, "Yo, I just got these prime ribs."
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
I'm telling the truth, Angel.
He's like, no.
The man had stolen a whole bunch of prime ribs from Safeway, and he was selling in the barbershop, and dudes was like, damn, how much? And the Prime Rib is like $48, you know, $40.
They should have renamed the barbershop to Prime Cuts.
Hey-o! But one dude was like, that's room temperature now, though.
That's gross.
And that killed his whole deal. Like, if you steal meat, you need to have
a cooler.
And you can't come in with loose meat, like, just tucked to your body. And that's what made me think about the oxtail guys. Why? That oxtail ain't frozen. If you steal it for, they also had some shrimp in there and a couple steaks. I seen a couple tomahawks in there. But if you know you're going to steal oxtail because the price is up.
You got to be prepared.
You got to have a cooler in the back seat.
Nobody wants warm oxtails if they have not already been cooked.
Loose meat cannot be sold hand to hand. You asking for salmonella.
Yeah, and I can't do it. I can't, but I also don't want to buy meat out of a truck. That's just never been my jam.
This is a Cadillac.
Or out of a car.
Cadillac, sure. Loose got, meat out of a Cadillac is different.
They got the good AC, though.
Great AC, not enough to keep meat cold.
Thing is, I think that was just the transport. I'm sure they're going to sell it out of like the booty patrol truck. It's not staying. Nice. It's not staying in the Cadillac. That's just to get it from point A to point B. Yeah, I can't. I don't want it.
Because you can't even. If you buy oxtail from a rogue oxtail thief and you get E. coli or salmonella,
that's on you.
You can't sue him.
No,
he's gonna be like, you bought oxtail from a criminal.
You literally bought hot meat.
You bought hot loose meat.
Yeah, I mean, but hot as in stolen.
Hot and hot.
Yes.
Double entendre.
Double.
You bought hot meat from the back seat of a Cadillac with leather seats. You know, leather conduct heat.
I don't know what. Where you have to be in life to say, I want the hot meat. I don't want to go to the grocery store. Nope. I need to know how much the markdown is if you buy
door to door. We're talking door to door service.
Let me tell you what, as a lover of oxtail, and as a lover of a Jamaican restaurant that run out of oxtail by three, if my Jamaican restaurant had a deal, right, with the person unbeknownst to me, you steal the oxtail from the grocer's freezer, put it in your freezer, come sell it to me for 20 cents on the dollar. And if that was necessary for me to get oxtail.
But this is the thing. This is the part that we're missing. Angel? You don't cook like a Jamaican restaurant. So even if you have the oxtail at your house, how you going to make it taste restaurant oxtail?
No, I'm saying he need to sell it to the Jamaican restaurant.
Oh,
so they can have oxtail available for me to purchase. I don't know how to prepare oxtail.
That's what I'm saying.
I know how to punch my credit card in.
Yeah, I personally cannot buy hot, loose meat.
No.
Because I can't prepare it like the place that I want it from.
No, I'm saying you. Every good drug dealer knows you got the wholesaler, your Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you got him. You on consignment. You got the distribution. You got the Mexican cartels. They bought it wholesale. They distribute into the United States. I'm saying this guy, he's stealing the oxtail. Go straight to the Jamaican restaurant. Don't sell it to customers. You selling oxtail loose on the street, hand-to-hand oxtail?
But see, no, I need the Jamaican restaurants to get it legit because if I pay for salmonella from a Jamaican restaurant for E. coli, I then sue you.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying stolen from their freezer to your car, cooler, direct. Oh, you're saying
just fix it, don't change what's happening, but
his mistake is trying to sell door-to-door oxtail.
Yeah.
You got to be thinking bigger. If you're going to get it spread across the
100%.
Trunk, you might as well go directly to, if you're going to sell drugs, you got to have a buyer. If you don't have a buyer, you shouldn't even be in this business.
Truly.
First thing they learn on Breaking Bad.
Truly.
It doesn't matter how much you make if you ain't got nobody to sell it to.
Maybe he's selling it, maybe he stole it for his own food truck.
That's fine, but then it needs to be cool. First thing they teach you in food handling class is to keep the meat at the right temperature.
You are right, because that'll ruin everything.
Yeah, hot meats, they got to be cooked. Once they get hot, they got to continue to be hot until they're edible.
There's only one warm meat I want, okay?
Are meats warm?
If you're alive. I would assume. If it's not, know that you're dead. You're not here with us any longer.
Moving on.
Moving in.
Jazzy from Patreon threw this in. Can y'all talk about Hasan Minhaj's response to the New Yorker piece? Did you get to watch the whole thing, Angel?
Oh, yes, I did. I watched it last week. It was very long.
So if you're unaware of Hasan Minhaj, he was a correspondent on The Daily Show, I believe.
Is he fired?
No, no.
Okay, well, you said was. I was like, what?
He was on The Daily Show. He left. He got his own show on Netflix. I want to say it was called The Patriot Act. I believe Patriot Act.
I think so.
But anyway, he had a couple of specials on Netflix. And The New Yorker wrote an article about him that basically was like, he be lying
yeah.
about his stand-up.
We covered it a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He changes beats. He changes this and that, right? So he waited a good amount of time, uh-huh. I believe. Low-key, it had fallen out of the news cycle. And also, before this, he was in discussions for being the new host of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And then articles came out that was like Comedy Central's reopened the search.
Yeah.
And part of the thought was, in the article I read at least, was that because of this, he was basically...
Kind of knocked off the list.
Kind of knocked off the list. Yeah. They didn't say he's out, but they just... And I don't think they picked somebody as of yet. They should have won Roy Wood Jr. if you ask me. But, you know what I'm saying? Black man gonna have a hard.
Mm-hmm.
So... He made an 18-minute long video, and I'll just condense it for you. And he basically said, I'm a comedian who's a storyteller, and I change beats and people to help fill the story emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a political comic.
Mm-hmm.
And in political comedy, the facts come first.
Yeah.
And the jokes are there to support the facts. Mm-hmm. In... I would say traditional comedy, which his special was, the emotional truth comes first,
right,
and then the actual truth. So, for example, he was telling a story about his,
Prom.
He had said that he basically was racially profiled by the girl's parents, and they didn't want her to go to prom with him because he was a brown boy. And he was like, in the story... In the set, it was like I came up, showed up on the front door, and they were like, no, we don't want you to go with him. Here's pictures. We want people saying pictures and stuff like that. He was like, what actually happened is that happened a couple of days before, but it all happened.
Yeah.
And the sentiment, I wanted you to feel how I felt, but to tell a better story, I wanted you to feel how I felt in the moment, but it didn't technically happen like that.
Yeah.
And there was a situation where he had anthrax. He thought...
Anthrax had been sent to him because he had been getting other things sent to him that were like scary. Also, an FBI agent that had been targeting, I think, other like brown
Muslims.
Yeah. And I think it had happened to someone else. And he was kind of retelling the story in a different way. And basically, The New Yorker, instead of looking, because he also provided them with a lot of evidence, he showed them receipts as far as in like emails, you know, letting them know, one, the prom day girl, he got her permission. She's seen the story before.
Yes.
He's protected her identity for a very long time,
yes.
Even like having her take down certain tweets that would link her to the story.
Right.
And he was like, basically, The New Yorker told the story they wanted to tell and purposefully omitted things that would clear up what he said in his actual set versus what was the exact truth to mm-hmm. basically make him look like a lunatic.
So, exactly. The thing that's interesting is... Obviously, I'm a comedian. Angel's a comedian who's dormant. I'm not going to accept retired right now. Let's just say dormant.
Dormant, okay.
No comedian is telling a story that's not embellished and exaggerated.
Some right? tell full lies.
Make up stories.
Dear bruh.
Full on.
If people really think the dear bruh happened, I'm so sorry for them.
Right? So... What's interesting is it feels like The New Yorker did exactly what they accused him of doing
mm-hmm.
to tell a better story.
Yeah.
Because they had his, he had recorded the, audio recorded the interview with The New Yorker. So we get to hear his full answers in context, unedited. And it felt like the person, they didn't lie. But by omitting and chopping, screwing, they created supporting evidence from his words without saying the full words.
Yes.
Right? So it was like if I said, you know, Angel, that that pig we saw was fat. It was such a fat pig. And then it was like, Kev on set says Angel's a fat pig. No, no. I said those words, but if you're going to pick and choose the words and create a new sentence, that's technically I said that, but that's not what I said, and y'all know that.
Yeah.
The other thing, it was, I do agree that as a political comedian, you don't have the same leeway. Mm-hmm. And people taking, like, obviously he's telling a, to me, I guess, he's telling a, his specials are obviously storytelling specials, and people were holding him accountable like he was a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. The New Yorker was like, and his son Minaj lied. The girl was actually on a Thursday. It was like stuff like that.
Right. Like, he just lied on oath. Like, he was over oath. I think, I don't understand why they necessarily targeted him. It feels very like, what is the purpose of this? Why do you want to see this brown man disparaged for? It's not as if, like, we have comedians that I feel like step over the line greatly with their whole, this is, you know, it's freedom of speech, but say, like, actual dangerous things on stage.
Right.
This is a man who told a story about what he went through and colored it in a different way. I don't know why the New Yorker was like, and now's our chance. And now's, we had a whole president that lied all of the time.
Every day.
And I just don't feel like anyone did that type of due diligence at the New Yorker to be like, let me point out this lie, this lie, this lie.
So yeah, I agree. I just thought it was interesting. I know one thing, he ain't gonna never do that again. I don't know if he's gonna feel like his creativity will now be limited because of the standard he's being held to. I know his trajectory was definitely took a hit,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he was. I felt like, as much as I wanted to be Roy Wood Jr., I felt like Hasten would probably have been, I think it's Hasten pronounced.
I thought it was Hassan.
I think he pronounced it Hasten, though. He said he let people call him Hassan, but let me YouTube that.
YouTube it.
How does Hasten Minhaj pronounce his? I think I watched it in his special. And he was like, it's actually Hasten. Hold on.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of you.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's Hassan Minhaj. Yes.
No.
Really?
Well, my name is Hassan Minhaj.
Oh,
Hassan.
I want to do this. I actually want to do this.
Hassan.
Hassan.
Good, please. Because everyone that says your name says Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah, but the real way you pronounce it, and this is a big deal because my parents are here. It's Hassan Minhaj.
Oh, sorry. So I talked over him.
Good, please.
So is the emphasis is on ha.
Your name says Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah, but the real way you pronounce it, and this is a big deal because my parents are here, it's Hassan Minhaj. And people always mispronounce it. They're always like, Hassan Minhaj. Hussein. I'm so sorry, I can't pronounce it. Meet my son, Higsby Witherthrottle the third. And I'm like, how do you not
so Hassan.
Hassan.
No,
Hassan Minhaj.
I appreciate people trying. Hassan. I was doing CNN, which
Hassan.
Is
Hassan.
It's an international drama show where 9 people yell at each other. And the host brought me out, and he was like, he was trying really hard. He was like breathing heavily. And he was just like, give it up for Hassan Minhaj. It was like he was casting a spell on me. And I'm just like,
it's really funny.
You don't have to.
Say it again so that people hear it again.
Hassan Minhaj.
Hassan.
Yeah, you gotta be real light with
Hassan.
That second.
You gotta
be gentle. You gotta be gentle.
You gotta be
on the
gentle
pull up.
On that second one, Hassan.
Hassan Minhaj.
Hassan,
it's not Hassan or Hasten. What
I
was saying.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was Hassan.
It's not Hassan up that window.
Hey,
Hassan up that window. It's not Hassan.
The New Yorker really tried to paint a picture that was not true, but it still wasn't as good of a picture that you will get at Paint Your Life.
Amen.
Okay, because you want a great gift idea, one that's perfect for the holidays. With Paint Your Life, you get a hand painted portrait that is so easy to create. It fits almost any budget, and it's such a great gift idea for the people that you love. Paint Your Life transforms your photos into one-of-a-kind, beautiful hand-painted portraits by professional artists. Y'all already know I love Paint Your Life. I gave this as a gift to my girlfriend Brisha for her wedding, and she cried like a newborn baby. baby, because I was able to create a moment that wasn't going to actually be able to happen for her, which was her dad and her on her wedding day, her in her beautiful wedding dress and her dad in a lovely tuxedo. And it's something that she'll be able to have and cherish for the rest of her life. And it wouldn't have been possible without Paint Your Life. I was able to create that beautiful portrait by sending them four pictures digitally, and they created a gorgeous picture, and they actually looked like what they were supposed to look like. You know how sometimes you be like, I'm gonna send a picture to somebody and I want them to paint it, and you like, that looks like that person's cousin, maybe their second cousin, but it don't look like them. They did a phenomenal job. Use their compilation service and upload multiple photos to create anything you can imagine and put yourself in a location you've always wanted to go to, or add a lost loved one to a special occasion to create a portrait of your dreams. Lots of options. Customize your experience with a payment plan that works for you with as little as 10% down. Makes it a truly affordable gift. User-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. You'll get to approve every stage of the portrait process and request as many modifications as you like to ensure the portrait is painted just the way you dreamed. This holiday season, you can get the most meaningful gift you have ever given from PaintYourLife.com. And there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word THING,
THING
to 87204. That's THING,
THING
to 87204. Text THING,
THING
to 87204. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Disclaimer, message and data rates may apply. See terms or details. Now, let me tell you. Excuse me. Apologies for the coughing. I am a 43-year-old woman, and I sometimes feel 43, but I sure as heck don't look it. And however, I am noticing how I am aging some, right? Have you ever looked in the mirror and you're like, wait a minute, where did that wrinkle come from? Why are you here? Because didn't nobody invite you? Mm-mm. Well, if you didn't know it, hyaluronic acid decreases with age, okay? And with that gradual loss of hyaluronic acid, over time, the skin becomes thinner, drier, and more prone to wrinkles. Meet Hyacera, a once-daily supplement from Ritual designed to promote skin support from within with clinically proven ingredients to minimize wrinkles after 90 days. I love the fact that this is something that I can ingest, okay? Because I don't like to have a really long skincare routine and trying to slather a bunch of stuff on my face. Get that out of here. Give it to me in a good, quick, ingestible form. And help my beauty for years to come. In a clinical study done by an independent research lab, Ceratec proved to help reduce wrinkles and fine lines in 90 days. In a clinical study done by the supplier, Hybest, significantly improved skin's luster and suppleness compared with the baseline. Enhance your skincare routine from the inside out with a one daily capsule with a soothing vanilla scent. Reduce wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a skin supplement you can actually trust. Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K to start Ritual or add Hyacera to your lineup today.
Hyacera! Hyacera! All right, moving on. In the Patreon, Stretch Brown said, can y'all talk about Lauryn Hill's speech to a concert crowd?
I'm so glad we are.
Addressing her lateness. If you missed that, let's let you listen to it now.
She's late. She's late. Say, yeah, she's late. She's late tonight. Yo, y'all gonna be out making this blood rise stage every night.
Okay. Okay.
Same album over and over and over.
You know, I always think it's funny. She was like, y'all talking about me being late. Y'all may be glad I showed up. And everybody's like, yeah! She's like, I don't get why y'all complaining, because I barely wanted to be here. And the audience is like, that's right, Long Red.
Yes!
I paid all this money and I am lucky. Listen, apparently, see, I had this mentor in high school. Her name was Mary. And she taught me one thing, and I feel like, Lauren, it hasn't sinking in for her. And she said, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Okay? Mary, Mrs. Clarence, she taught that.
Sister Mary Clarence.
To me. And I don't think that Lauren got that in her head. She said, if the time is now or never to make your dreams come true, you better wake up and pay attention.
If you want
to
be somebody.
Say, Kevin.
If you want to go somewhere, then you better wake up and pay attention. Attention. I knew you was going, Joey.
If you want to go somewhere.
Then you better wake up and pay attention. What a great film!
Whoa, hey!
We're all over the place today.
I'm telling you, I'm dying.
Here's the thing. Now, I don't want to say this, but I got to say it. Two things that must be said, because I've been following this Lauryn Hill thing a lot. And you know, I'm in the musician community. I play bass, keys, drums, harmonica.
Okay, wait a minute. You play the harmonica?
Yeah.
You've never played for us.
I was like, wait, my brain was like, yeah, he plays.
Harmonica. Everybody plays that. Okay, Stevie Wonder's really good, but I can play it.
I can play it.
I see Stevie Wonder at church on Friday.
You did.
I was at Erica Campbell's gospel release, which also you should check out her album.
You don't think I have?
Her new album, it got a Jodeci cover on it.
Women, no. I've heard like singles. I haven't heard the whole new album.
Whole album. So I'm up there and I turn around and Stevie Wonder comes in. And in my head, I said, what is this life? When I was in Washington, you turn around every day, no one will be here.
Yeah, you didn't.
But
you didn't.
Sister Jones, right. Deacon Jones. And Stevie Wonder came, sat down, was at the whole album release. Then he just left. He didn't even sit at the front. He just came on like row 8.
I wanted to be there. I was getting drunk with Terrell.
Grice?
Yes.
What?
Exactly.
You should have been at church and you was getting drunk with Terrell.
I was. Yeah.
You heard it, God.
Lot of
could have been at church.
It was communion.
Lot of
was
tequila.
That Snow product?
No.
Where was y'all getting drunk at?
I cannot say. Oh. I cannot say on air, but yes.
Oh.
Lot of tequila.
We'll talk after. But anyway.
No, not the blue wall. Don't. No. Not the blue wall.
Terrell, don't play that. If she was on the blue wall, she wouldn't be saying it right now. I know
you
that.
You got dang on right. I'd be like, take it out your brain.
Terrell about is opposite with me. I come to concert like, come inside my mind. Terrell be like, you better not never say who was on there.
No. Wasn't nobody's blue wall at all.
We'd be at other places. Terrell be at other places. But anyway, in the musician community, word on the street, allegedly, a lot of people who worked on the album was not properly compensated for the album. And the reason that there wasn't no second album is because they was like, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
There was a whole article on Twitter about it that I read. And, you know, I follow some musicians who've spoken out about it. And I'm talking about they said this, musician, mm-hmm. I was in there for that album. I wasn't properly credited or whatever. And that's why. So I can't speak to it. Do your Googles. Do the knowledge. But that's what I heard about the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Now, outside of this or that, mm-hmm. whether that's true or not, I am 40 years old. Angel's 43. Mm-hmm. Josh is 12.
Okay. Oh, my plus, baby.
Plus more.
More years.
At this age of my life, no one, mm-hmm. period, mm-hmm. there's no one who, if I go to a concert at 7, now it's one thing if they say, okay, I'm going to Angel's concert. Before her concert, Josh is doing a set and Kev's doing a set and Angel's going to come around 9:00. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
But from what happens to Lauren's reputation, for whatever reason, it'd be like she was supposed to go on. The show started at 7. She was supposed to go on at 9. And she didn't come on until 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
I was at Essence. This isn't Lauren's fault. I just realized I'm not a festival concert attender. Mm-hmm. No music is good when I've been there for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. So we had went to see, everybody was there, and I saw Ari Lennox, and we saw...
see Luda?
I think Luda. We saw a lot. But after like 2.5 hours, Lauren wasn't even like due on stage yet. And I was just like, I'm tired.
If you go to a Lauren show... You have to assume she is not going to be out on time. If she is, that should be as rare as assuming that she's not going to be on time.
Yeah. However, I'm going to tell you, as a concert goer, if I came to something and the person who's supposed to be there on time said, after showing up late, if they weren't apologizing and they were like, and you better be glad I'm here, I've been like, mm-mm. You know that meme of Viola Davis grabbing her
purse
or LeBron James getting up? Because I just understand. Like, and honestly, what I do now, I ask people, like when Beyonce came.
What time did
Beyonce get on stage when she?
She was like an hour late for us.
Yeah. But I knew that.
She always comes out. Like she, if the tickets say 7 or 8.
Yeah.
She not coming out until 9. But we actually know she not coming out.
I was going to say, but also they be waiting for the seats to fill in too.
Mm-hmm.
That way. If people are struggling to get in, it's not because they're not going to miss the entire
any
show.
Part of the show.
If it's taking forever for people to get in.
Listen, let me.
And everybody. Oh, go ahead.
Let me tell you. I'm not leaving, even if you're an ass on stage, because I already spent the money. But I'm going to talk about you real bad when I leave on the social medias. I'm definitely not leaving because I was already there. But No. I don't like it. I don't like the tardiness.
Yes.
What you doing? I made sure I was on time. I said I had a ball to go. I had a sneaker ball to go to the same time that I had to perform with Snow at the Palladium. But luckily, they were less than a mile apart. Mm-hmm. So I had my driver wait for me at one event, take me to the other, and bring me back.
Yeah.
I said, what time I need to be here? They said, by 9. We'll make sure there's 5 songs between you getting here. I was there at 8:56.
8:56.
They love you.
So when she said... I did a remix. I was at the back of the stage, ready. Hand me the mic.
Are you listening?
I said, come on, Ellie. Come on, Ellie.
Angel, when she was at that Piedmont Park, she said, let me hear you. I said, ooh, you were somebody's church daughter.
I don't even know where to pitch.
Why do you turn into a district missionary you're supposed to be rapping in?
Show me what it should sound like.
Okay, what's your goal? To get the audience?
Hype.
Okay. Let me tell you what you don't do. Oh, let me hear ya.
Okay. Okay.
Don't
okay.
do that. Tell me what I do. That's praise and worship. You be like, y'all mother ready to go. LA, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
You sound like a youth pastor.
No, I don't. I sound like a real nigga. I sound like real nigga rap boy.
No, yeah.
This is my mic. Okay, what's my rap? Yeah, yeah. We bringing Kev on stage.
Oh no.
Kev on stage. He burned insane. LA, y'all ain't ready. Make some noise.
That's what I sounded like when I said, let me hear you.
And you was also sashaying.
Oh,
you had that shoulder. That's where you messed up.
No, you didn't, Angel.
That's,
no,
Josh,
Angel, no, you did not.
Josh, she had that right shoulder height.
In Atlanta, I surely did, and I felt myself do it, and I was so mad.
You made a Patti LaBelle.
Yes, I did. I said, going out with my baby, and I'm trying to get big.
No, this didn't happen.
She had that right shoulder.
Going out with my baby, and I'm trying to get big. Hey.
I said, Angel.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Before I let go, I was playing.
They're like
in my head.
So when you feel yourself doing it, you couldn't stop?
No, there was nothing. And I was angry in my head. Like, bitch, why is your shoulder moving like that? You never did this in any.
It's involuntary.
Yes, it didn't do it when I was on stage with Snow. But I also had on a gown. So
Patty. You done made fun of Patty and Chaka Khan.
Now, this is I want to be them. But I just thought I had time. I thought I had time before.
One more time, Angel.
Going out with my baby. Yeah, I'm trying to get me. Wanna get my man.
I can't believe this.
I did with my shoulder.
I DM'd her. I said, Angel, what are you doing? She said, it's too late.
It's too late.
I already posted this.
Let me hear you.
That's what she did.
Give him one margarita.
If that was that, Angel might as well have said, if that was for me, it'd be all right.
But we serve a God
of Abraham.
Come on.
The people in the crowd said, this cannot be the woman who wrote one margarita.
Give me one margarita. Two margarita. Give them. Ah. Now, once I start doing this, that's when it's over. Once I start making sounds. Yeah!
And don't kick your shoes off for your performance because Patty and Fantasia be doing that.
No, now this is I learned from Sexy Red. Just be barefoot when you go out there.
Okay.
Sexy Red be barefoot.
She do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I'm going to mix it with that. So that's going to make me.
Now you're doing something new.
Yeah.
And then chicken head. Chicken. But see, you're a good dancer, but that old get on you.
It do.
You can hit the move, but that old be like, oh, no, I'm a pee. And I'm, you
know what it is? And I'm my puss.
Have you seen?
I don't know why. Oh,
my God. Have you seen that white girl who's like Dina? She's like, I'm hip hop. Pop, pop.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, pop. That's
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pop, pop, pop. This is hip hop. It's pow, pow. Pow, pow. Not like this. It's. Pow.
Yeah.
And pow and pow.
That's me right there. Right there. Right there. After I didn't twerk, pop, 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 pop. Y'all. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
You're making the back of my head hurt.
And that's that pow. Going out with my baby. And I even changed how I was. I was like, why do I sound like this? Going out with my baby. Why? Why do I sound this old? Oh. And my dancers were all babies. Well, with Snow the Product, their butt cheeks were out. So I was glad that I was in a gown because I was like, even if I tried to dress sexy, I would still look
the
matronly.
The contrast was good.
Right.
The contrast was good.
Matronly?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I really want to kind of, I was like, the only thing about this dress is that it's not like sexy and I want to kind of give sexy. And I'm glad I didn't because my version of sexy would have still looked like, oh, look, they brought their aunt out on stage because that woman, both of their butt cheeks, and one woman, her ass was so big.
You got that booty patrol was on the way.
Yeah, booty patrol was like, woo, pull over that ass too fat.
Angel came on stage and said, I'm coming up. Coming up, Jesus, on the rough side of the mountain. No, who don't love the Lord? I'm doing my best to make it in. Piedmont Park, how y'all doing tonight? Coming up. Who don't love them? I don't hear y'all in Zion.
Hold her upside.
Give them some glory.
Mountain.
I can't hear y'all singing.
And I hold to God.
Hey, second verse.
His powerful hand.
You better sing it, Angel.
And I do it
my best to make it here.
And if you want to do your best to hire good employees, you want to use Indeed. There's two sides to every story, but if you want a great talent hire for your business, there's just one way to do it, and that's with Indeed. Indeed is a hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They've streamlined hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Match US. I used Indeed when I was looking for an assistant. When I tell you, very shortly after I sponsored my post, I had 40 resumes of young people who actually fit the description of what I needed. And I'm talking about down to social media skills, photography skills. Like, I truly found candidates that match everything I needed. And I know there's no way I could have done it without Indeed. Like, I don't have that type of time. So Indeed is definitely the hiring platform I would use as we grow our team. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job. Post at Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Just go to Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
And support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Term and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, moving on. Amanda from the Patreon said, hey, can y'all talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, specifically Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, Chaka Khan, very, very specifically Chaka Khan, and whatever Sia had on. So if you missed this, the people we care about that was inducted is Missy Elliott, The Spinners, DJ Kool Herc, and Chaka Khan and Don Cornelius. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Missy Elliott was the first rap woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ever.
Did you see her mother?
First of all, Missy 53.
Put the photo up in the edit, Kev. I got you.
Put it up. This woman is flawless and young. I thought, when I saw it on Twitter, I thought it was a mistake because Twitter been glitching where you like hit a tweet and it goes to something else.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is Missy's mom?
Her mother looks like her younger sister.
You know when the black people be doing who the grandma, who the mama, who the baby?
This is one of them.
They got a who the grandma, who the mama, who the baby family.
That's one of them.
Because Missy ain't aged at all as well.
Missy looks great. The only thing that makes Missy look different is that she's thinner than when she was putting out all of her songs back in the
day. Her face looks the same, like the structure of it. Yeah. But her mama, put it up, Josh. It's up?
It's up.
In the future?
When
it's come out, it's going to be up?
It'll be up.
It looked the same age.
She looks, I'm blown away. Me and Josh were looking at the picture of her mother before we started the podcast, and I was like, what did I do wrong?
I've never seen her mom before.
Neither had anything. I. And I'm like, are you lying to us, Missy? Because this woman don't look like she's old enough to have a 53-year-old child.
Not no Missy Misdemeanor.
Yeah, Missy a grown woman.
Also, one thing that's weird to me, when I was young, because when I was young, Missy was coming out with music.
Yeah.
I thought she was way older because I was like 13.
How old was she when she came out with music?
Much younger than I realized. So I Can't Stand the Rain, I feel like off the top of my head that came out in 1996 because that just was a great year for rap. But I can't. Let me see.
He was peaking in like early 2000s though.
Yeah, let me see. Because I remember the summer. It was like a couple great summers in North Carolina. But I remember. Okay, it was 97 actually. May 20, 1997. I was 14 years old, so Missy was 27. She's 13 years older than me.
I can believe.
In my mind, she was, because she was full grown, she was way older than me. Because I was 14.
All the shows, Living Single, those people, I can't believe I'm older than those people. Friends, even though I didn't watch it, I can't believe I am twice the age they were.
Because Tisha Campbell was like 23 when she got Martin, 22, 23.
The fact that we older than the people on Martin.
You know George Jefferson.
I heard he was young. He just looked old.
When he was in A-Man came after the Jeffersons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Sherman Hemsley was like 38 when he got the Jeffersons.
Listen, that's what happens. Sometimes a receding hairline can be a blessing.
That Cody going.
Yeah.
I feel like, you see, back in the day, in early 80s, they wasn't going full bald.
No.
They was rocking the Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
Sherman Helmsley. They rocked that Cody like there was nothing on top.
You know, there was an influencer. He's funny. Black. Come on, you're going to have to follow me there. He does all the nuances.
All the nuances?
Like.
Oh, Art by DeMarcus Shawn.
He
got that hair transplant.
Yeah. So looking at his previous pictures pre-hair transplant, he looks like his own father, like meaning he could have given birth to himself and I would have fully believed it.
Yes.
It just is amazing what a non-full hairline will do to age you.
It'll get you every time. It'll get you every time.
That man, let me tell you, I'm all about accepting yourself where you are. So don't ever think that you have to change to fit into society norms. But praise God he did what he did, and he got that hair on his head.
Listen, also, men don't do enough plastic surgery. We don't do enough alterations. Yeah, women can get titties, butt, tummy tucks.
Yeah,
men, we can't do nothing. You can't fix ugly. Why can't we?
You can. You just have to be as brave as these women getting cut by the knife.
That's true. Because for me, I'm going to tell you what I ain't going to do. I'm not going to ease in.
You going all the way in.
If I'm going to get hair transplant, I'm not stopping at a fro. I want tieable. You see, when I do my unit, I don't do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
No.
No, man. I want this.
And DeMarcus, is that that boy's name? That man's DeMarcus. Name? He I don't know what his hair grade was before the hair transplants, but he got that Omarion.
He got
that silky silk.
But it was bleeding. I couldn't get past the bleed.
After the first beginning of the surgery?
Let me tell you what. My brother, God rest his soul.
God rest
this nigga.
He got
the tattooed hairline. Didn't even text me ahead of time.
Yeah, he did.
Just showed up.
He just came to L.A.
He showed up to set with it.
It was a Spectrum commercial.
Yes.
He came in the little RV. I said, nigga, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
He said, man, I needed my hair back. I said, you got to tell somebody. He came down.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you have friends that don't know.
He wanted to make sure he looked younger
than
you.
And he just kept living life.
Yeah.
He never was like, I'm finna do this. Never. He just came and got that.
So he already knew he didn't keloid, because that's what I would worry about for people who get the tattoo.
Yeah. And I looked into getting the unit that stayed for 2 months, 3 months. The only reason that I won't want to do it, you got to let your hair grow out to like, so you can glue to it. Uh-huh. And then the commitment. I want to do it for like 3-4 hours.
What if it gets 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, you ain't know you do. That's why I can't do the wig installations. Like, I could do a weave because I can still get to my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
But a full wig installation, to me, that's like wearing panties for like 4 weeks.
Not changing them.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. No. By like keeping on the same pair of panties for that long. Moisture, dirt, you can't get to
it. You can't wash
it? My head gets hot.
You can wash the hair, but how you get into your scalp, buddy?
Oh, because you're braided down underneath.
You're not just that you're braided down; it's glued down.
So
it's weather.
I don't never really know how it worked.
What do you mean?
So you're braided down,
uh-huh.
And then there's a wig cap,
uh-huh.
And then it's glued on top of the wig cap.
Yeah, and the wig cap is also glued to your head.
Okay, so it goes braids, glue. I mean, wig cap glue, wig glued on. Okay, so you cannot wash your hair.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's underneath there.
It's underneath. Like for me with braids, like. This is actually the longest I've ever kept twists. Praise God, we figured out the solution for my scalp not to break out. But I redo the front and I rewash the front. That's where my hair gets the dirtiest. Mm-hmm. And then I redo it after about 3 weeks. But even still, there are people who can wash their whole head with braids in. With a wig install, it's you where you are.
But so protective style, that don't be helping to not do nothing? I don't know much.
Well, if you have an installed glued wig,
okay,
which a lot of the girlies do, the girlies do,
okay,
but the rich ones, they're able to get a wig installed and then take it out 2 days later and pay for another one. But women are charging a lot of money for these glued in wig installs.
There's a lot going on in the black women hair care industry.
Yes,
I see it on Twitter as a son of a black woman and married to a black woman. From my understanding, you used to go to get your full hair done. But yeah. I see a lot of complaints about you need to come pre-washed, pre-blown out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but it seems like extra work.
I was already washing my own hair because these hairstylists weren't doing their job. They were doing these like very light. Come here, Yoda.
Baby Yoda, he's a part. We need to cut him in on the deal.
They be doing these very light like.
Washing?
Yeah. This is not a penis. Put some nails into that. Like, this is not a delicate, like, get into my scalp because I have seborrheic or seborrheic dermatitis, so I get flakes. So you got to get them off of my scalp, and they're doing these little itty-bitty massages. I'm not trying to get hard. Wash my hair, okay? Wash it. So I stopped having them wash my hair because I would feel like my scalp would not get clean.
Yeah.
But now these hoes is out here making everybody wash their hair. I was
Y'all
doing it by
choice.
Y'all
got to go on strike.
I have. I've been on strike for about 15 years. I ain't been to nobody's hairstylist other than to get my hair colored. And I'll do that at home, too. But, I'll be trying to support black businesses.
But a braider is different than a stylist.
Yeah, a braider is a little different. And I don't have my braider wash my hair. I don't have anybody wash my hair but myself.
You're not finna go through with it.
I'm not. I'm not about to have a stinky, dirty scalp because you want to do this. Like, what is this?
Man, I can't imagine the barber can be like, could you just cut your hair down a little bit and I'll finish up. Like, when I go to the barber, I need you to do everything.
Yeah, no, they are now like, you wash your scalp, blow dry it. First of all, I don't even put heat on my hair. So
y'all need to stand up. Also, quick question, unrelated.
Go ahead.
I know the strike ain't over.
It's not.
Yet.
Mm-mm.
We still can't do the brand deals? Because I know the writer strike, we couldn't do them. Mm. Are we still out?
You, specifically.
I can do?
You cannot do. Yeah.
Oh my God. I just got a deal offer.
Offer.
And I was like, oh.
To support which movie?
Just a movie.
We'll talk it after when Angel tells us.
I'll tell you. And I was like, oh, the strike's over. And then I was like, no. Because I'm thinking, because that started with the writer's strike.
No, we were able to still promote it after the writer's strike. While the writer's strike.
If the deal already happened.
No. So when the writer's strike started, the SAG strike hadn't. We as actors could still promote movies in TV.
We was just standing in solidarity.
Yeah, no, but like I was still promoting a Black Lady sketch show, but the strike had already started before the season was over.
Got it.
But
some of the people were in the Writers Guild.
Yes, and that's so why they had to stop.
They were writers and actors. They was in both guilds.
Period.
So this, I'm gonna tell y'all. If anybody ever asked me, did I go down and pick it? I ain't made it down there yet.
You still ain't made it.
I ain't made it. But when I tell you, I did my part. Because I've been having to say no. Just know I did my part.
You Let's said move on. Before yeah, because we I still, just, you got that little last email. I said, we're going to be in this forever.
I said, I was checking it because it was the AI. And see, I was like, the AMTMP was like, this is our best and final. It's not, though. Because the strike going to end eventually. Y'all not just going to hire robots tomorrow. But and then when the SAG people came out, we gonna decide what the best and final, because our best and final ain't their best and final. I said, this is not finna be. And then the next email was like, we ain't still a part on this thing. They about to walk away from the table again.
I just need for them to put everything out on the table. Everybody, don't quit with this behind closed doors. Put all of it out there so that everybody can be enraged at the same time. It puts more pressure. But when it's just 10 people in a room,
yes,
that's not enough.
I agree. And you can also tell which publications are owned by the AMTMP.
Come on.
I'd be like, boy, y'all, you might want to hide it some.
Yeah.
Because it is blatant. Like, you see how they use the media. And also, some of the actors don't help. You remember Megan Fox for Halloween? SAG was like, don't dress up as movie people for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of grumbling. But most people did it. Megan Fox dressed up like a movie character and then posted it on Instagram and then tagged SAG after. I said, girl, we on our side. You are.
Because there's some stuff. Listen, I stand in solidarity as well. Have not promoted any movies, any TV shows, yada, 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 yada. However, comma, I do get a little bit irritated because I'd be like, then listen, my job promoting movies has never been a part of any contract. Now they want you to, but you know, as a person who's an influencer, mm-hmm. you got to pay me more when you want me to actually promote on my platforms that I grew by myself.
Right.
So when somebody over telling me what to do with my platform that they did not grow, I'd be getting a little bit pissed off. I'd be mm-hmm. like, No. Get out of my business and get over there and do this damn contract. Get up out of my business. So I kind of get it, even though I am abiding by the rules.
I'm abiding by the rules as well. But boy, I thought we was good. We wasn't.
I didn't think we were. But I was trying to have hope in my heart. But I was just like, let me tell you.
I turned it down. I forgot I turned it down.
But you can get, come on. There's some good deals still out there now.
Yeah, but I ain't going to ever be, that guy. But I did say.
Tell your people stop bringing you those.
No, the person came direct to me.
Tell them stop it.
I go to my people so I don't even have to know about this. It'd be better if I just didn't have to say no because my people already said no, like he can't do.
No, I told my people, I said, don't y'all bring me nothing that has
don't to do bring with me no bad news.
Because a couple did come in and I was like, because now that some of the big ones like you, when they couldn't get you, they were like, what's that angel doing?
Oh, they're going to go down the line.
Oh, they did. And I was like, get up out of here. I said, now my kids can post. My kids can
give it
post.
To Monty, man.
Yeah, Lottie Dottie, she ain't never gotta be sad. That would have been, I could have did that.
Monty won't even look at the thing.
Come on, man.
That's
that
good.
That was good.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Wag after, man. This is a good podcast. Let's not get rid of it. Come on, man.
There was a TV show that they wanted me to come and invited me to. And I said, hey, I can come, but I ain't posted about it. But I could have. But Lottie ain't got no goddamn on IG. So.
And Monty ain't got no sense. That he know the camera on. He's like, I'll do this all day and I'll never do right. All right. Before we close, I want to talk about who put this in there. This is just a funny thing to close on. Morgan Grant said, can you, y'all talk about Ocho Cinco backpedaling. He became a Keith Lee fan.
Oh, did he backpedal? I only saw the you know, when he was talking crazy.
Friend of the pod, Keith Lee. He was in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get up out of Atlanta. This is Ocho talking to his daughter after Keith Lee read him.
Keith Lee got me together though, bitch.
He got me together though.
Hey. He ate you up, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah,
that was a good one. He ate me up buffet style. He got me, that was a good one. Nigga, the wordplay is phenomenal.
He's super rap. Calm.
Yeah, super calm, but you know he crazy. Anybody talk like that and be nice and calm? Yeah, he crazy. That was a nice little read, though. That was a nice little read. I appreciate that. I love you.
He did what he had to do. Somebody said he worked you like a shift.
It was great because obviously for TV, Shannon gonna take one side. Ocho gonna take the other side.
Absolutely.
That is more produced than even our stuff. A lot of time me and Angel agree, but on those debate shows, you cannot be having them agree all the time.
And half the time, actually on here, I will just take the opposite side of you.
For sure.
It just makes more sense.
It does. But this is the one thing I love about Keith at the end of the day. He really don't want no smoke, and it can be whatever. Mm-hmm. And he will beat the brakes off you. And there's such amount of people. I want to learn to fight.
Is that
good?
You feel like that'll just change your
just
whole...
so I could be more calm? Because if I'm looking across at you and I know I could beat the brakes off you with no fear, I could be more calm. Keith said he'd be in brand new meetings. He said this on the thing with us. He said, first of all, ain't nobody here gonna whoop me. He don't say that, but the energy he carried.
He's like, that's it right now.
I mean, I can beat up brand new people. There's a lot of people I could beat up, but I can't beat up everybody. Keith Lee was fighting for $200. That's crazy. You're not finna punch me, and even at my best, I get 200.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling my lawyer.
Are you crazy?
That's where you gotta be at.
At the best, I get 200. If I lose, I get 100.
Kevin, you've already made too much money that even if you could fight, it's not gonna change. It's not gonna change.
That's true. Because now I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Right, exactly.
Fight for me.
Exactly.
But I do be seeing them influencers box. I'd be like, y'all, I wanna beat some of y'all up in Saudi Arabia. For the millions, because them doggone KSI and Logan Paul, they be taking home. They fighting Tommy Fury, who's a real boxer. Also, is he a real boxer? Because he be fighting them and he don't be looking like the obvious boxer.
Well, because I'm sure there have been agreements made. And you could get paid the millions and not be a good fighter, Kevin.
It's true.
You could just let them go ahead and take the W and you take that L. You're
absolutely right. Before we close, we need to go back because we got off track because of Missy's mom.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Come on. Let's do it.
Shout out to Missy, Mr. Mina Elliott. It's kind of crazy when you grow up essentially with an artist.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Missy came out and, like, the crazy thing about Missy to me, and we said this after her Essence thing, her music was so far ahead of its time, it'd still be sounding futuristic today.
100%. She gave herself a creative freedom that only someone who is courageous and understands how talented they are and doesn't need anyone to validate it can do.
Absolutely.
And I'm in awe. As someone, and this is me being funny but also serious at the same time, as someone who is in the process of writing songs, trying to be like, but what do you want it to sound like to myself all the time? Like, that's something I feel like she had down pat at the top of her career.
And we're only right now talking about Missy Misdemeanor Elliott for Missy Misdemeanor Elliott's music.
Correct.
We're not talking about her as a producer for other people.
Correct.
Or her as a writer for other people.
Correct.
Like, I feel like people don't talk about her as much in the realm of everything she did.
Yeah.
Like, on the creativity level of music videos, her and Buster are like,
neck and neck.
They was making the best, most creative. Missy came out, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
That whole Virginia Beach sound with Devontae or Dalvin, I'm not sure who it was. I think it was Dalvin. One of them Jodeci brothers. I mean, one of the brothers from Jodeci. Pharrell, all them people, Genuine, Tim, Magoo, and that 7x7. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a huge part of that. Aaliyah's music. Missy's a huge part of what we know about Aaliyah.
100%.
She's one of those people, one of those artists that, like, she could stand on her own on just one of her disciplines.
Yes.
If she was just an artist alone, world class. If she was just a writer alone, world class. But she just don't get talked about enough. And then next thing you know, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then Chaka Khan.
I can't believe Chaka Khan was not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what I said.
You can remove all of Chaka Khan as a solo artist discography. What she did with Rufus.
Just with Rufus.
I'm like, how is she? And this woman played the drums.
I didn't know that till like 4 years ago. I saw it randomly on an Instagram that Chaka was on them drums.
Yeah, like for real. She's a beast. Like, regardless of what sometimes the shenanigans that we see of Chaka in today, Chaka is always going to be my favorite, hands down. I don't care if she doesn't remember another word of any of her
Who
songs.
Who cares? We know the words now.
I know it. You've done your job. You put the song out into the universe. Okay? I just thank you, Chaka, for your big red hair. But Missy Elliott, just this alone, if it's worth it, let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's yan yam flip fan yan come on.
It's your 50-50 man yet.
Come on. To say.
You got a big?
I want to put this. That was amazing. First of all, your face looked completely different. I didn't even know who the hell
that was.
That's
my elephant sound. That was one of my best elephant sounds.
It was quality.
You got a big?
We got to do that on stage. I don't have my. This one we'll do on stage at HTT.
The Kevin Angel animal sound segment.
Yes, it's and gonna we'll be... have to guess which animals we're doing.
I only know that.
Me too.
And a dolphin. I could do a little bit of a dolphin.
Okay. Maybe we won't lead with the dolphin.
Ah. It's kind of hard because you got to suck in to make it. It don't sound like a dolphin.
It doesn't.
On second thought, it just don't sound like a dolphin.
I could do a rabbit.
When my kids were young, this is stupid. But you know when you like read, like a cow says moo, a dog says woof. I had them books, right? Mm-hmm. But animals that don't have no sound, I would make up one.
Oh, so what would be was like
a giraffe says because nobody can dispute that.
No, they go woof.
A crocodile says
that is accurate, actually. That is what they
it
sound
was
like.
So fun to mold their minds with ridiculous facts.
Yes. Yes. They'll be like, I saw an alligator, a crocodile. That didn't sound like
I wanted them to go to school one day and be like, I know what a giraffe sounds like. What is it? Say, ah! And the teacher be like, what? What is wrong with you? But my dad said that, but it never happened. Aww. But I was planting the seeds for it to be a possibility.
Maybe it's still in their heads and they just haven't had a chance to be like.
Just dormant?
Yeah, they were like, wait, that doesn't sound like a. Is this from Germany? Where is this giraffe from?
From Germany.
Why does it sound like that?
Josh, do you have any animal sounds that you perfected?
I can do a squirrel. Okay. Do a little, yeah. little,
that's the same little, as the rat. I can't tell the rabbit? Difference. I mean, rabbit. I love how you've made it so faint. Okay. Like, I'm not going to do a big rabbit. This is just a rabbit doing the nose thing. Why are rabbits always doing their nose like that, man? What's going on?
Something is some whiskers. This is getting in there. It's
something in them
there.
Whiskers. What does the fox say? Ring, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. The fox would never say that.
Is that what the song says?
Yeah.
I say, big, 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 ding, 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 ding. I don't remember the song that well, apparently.
Oh, my God. Somebody in Patreon said, I have a rabbit. He screams sometimes.
Oh, does it? I can believe that. Animals be crazy. Animals be crazy. Oh, all squirrels right. hiss. Okay.
We love y'all. Thank you for pulling up. Remember, please get your Here's the Thing tickets if you want to go because they are going faster than we thought. I don't think there's any way Atlanta and D.C. make it to Christmas at this pace. It's impossible.
And it's going to be good, y'all.
And also, really quick aside, Andrew Schultz, who is it's already sold out. Andrew Schultz is a comedian with Charlamagne. He does Brilliant Idiots. He's promoting he had a Madison Square Garden show. It's his first time. He had some brilliant promotion.
Hold on. By himself?
Headlining MSG by himself. He sold out in a couple of hours.
Wow.
That's his mecca, though.
It is. And he actually has a story. I stole all the marketing ideas from that. I said, oh, you good. Mm-hmm. And it's all gone. I'm just going to black it up. But I think Madison Square Garden, last time I checked, 17.5 for stand-up.
Depending. Oh, yeah.
17.5. And you know my day coming.
I know.
That's I bought tickets to his stand-up. Just because I wanted to support. Just because he grew up in New York, so he's had a childhood dream. Mm-hmm. I can't say I had that. But once Madison Square Garden came on my mind as the greatest place on earth, the Mecca, selling out Madison Square Garden, what that means for your career.
Soon as he said Taylor Swift was the closest artist to Michael Jackson, he could burn in hell for me. Yeah. But congratulations on selling out Madison.
He chose a lot of sides this year.
Yeah, and that side is hell. But congrats on selling out Madison Square
One day, Garden. When I saw Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle there, Melissa and I went last the summer before we just did this last tour. That's what made me be. I was like,
said, I got to be here.
I have to. I was too close. I was second row. Melissa got second row tickets.
No, that had to feel good. That's what I felt like performing, even though it was not nobody's Madison Square Garden. Being up there with Snow the Product. I said, I want this. Yeah, and I'll still be like this. And I still want people like, let me tell you, y'all come to a concert of mine. If there's a line, I'm going to have them put out chairs.
What?
While y'all standing in line? Because that's what I would want.
Listen, I've been on set with Angel. She will do a lot. She will come for free. Mm-hmm. She will give you her time. Mm-hmm. She will not stand up in between takes.
I'm sitting down.
We was doing the challenge show one time. I was cracking up. We was doing the paintball thing. And Angel was like, hey, y'all, it's too hot for me to be. Y'all figured out the cameras and stuff.
Where is my
Bring
chair?
Bring that chair from that motorhome and set it on the side. Come and on. Then y'all can discuss whatever you want. But y'all not going to have me standing up for 10, 15,
shot.
20 minutes.
It's hot. I got 50 inches of weave on my head.
And I'm not standing up.
That's what I'm not. I was sitting on something. Angel, if you don't sit on that, well, I got to sit on something. And it ain't about to be the ground.
Poor Angel still has bruises to this day.
Yeah, I do.
From when Tony shot her. That chair came, though.
Come on, because they realized I was going to leave.
God bless y'all. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference. If you join Patreon this week, God bless you. If you upped your thing, God bless you. If you don't have the money, but it was in your heart, God bless you too. Mm-hmm. If you were a jerk in the comments, God bless you the most. Mm. God bless you.
It doesn't sound like that's
God bless you. All right. Ball the Beautiful is up next on Patreon. Everybody else, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger fire. Here's another banger fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.